Listener-supported KFUO invites you to listen live to our annual Share-a-thon. It's your opportunity to show your support to KFUO. If you can't join us live, please prayerfully consider supporting us by calling 314-996-1518 and asking about our giving levels. You can also click the Give Now button on our webpage. Share-a-thon 2017, April 20th, 21st, and 22nd.
Welcome back to His Time on Worldwide KFUO. You heard me earlier this morning talking a little bit about Share-a-thon. This is the annual event in which we here at KFUO ask you to partner with us. We are listener-supported here. That means we need you to be with us, joined in making this ministry continue and go forth. Understand that to run a radio station, to do anything really for the church, does take a little bit of mammon, a little bit of coin. And the only way to do that is by, well, we mentioned offerings a moment ago, not offerings which earn anything, but offerings which enable us to keep this ministry on the air for you. Joining me in studio right now are Mark and Mary out of our development team here at KFUO to talk a little bit about what Share-a-thon is, and hopefully let me know what I'm supposed to be doing, because I'm going to lie for a second. You guys have told me nothing about what's going on this week, and I'm going to walk into it cold. That's not quite true, but I am walking in as a newbie and have to learn my way through this. So,
well,
welcome.
It won't be a problem. Just be who you are.
And just keep talking.
Just be who you are, and then you will have done it.
So if you had to just tell someone on the street what Share-a-thon, what would you say?
I would say that this is... Our Share-a-thon is our annual fundraiser, where it's a great time for people who, if they believe in our ministry and what we're doing, which is trying to spread the gospel to as many people as possible, that if they believe in what we're doing and our mission, that this would be a great time to support KFUO, that we are, like you said, listener supported, and we need our listeners to continue this work, and the Lord blesses every bit that they support us with, and we are grateful for that.
It really doesn't matter whether it's a huge gift or a small gift. Small gifts add up to huge gifts eventually.
That's true. We are grateful for $5, $5,000, whatever it is that you prayerfully consider to give, but we are very grateful for anything that comes around.
Well, you know, the scriptures say, give as the Lord has prospered you. Mm-hmm. So however God has prospered or blessed you, why not channel that gift through this ministry? I can't think of a better channeling of any gift to the Lord's work than through Worldwide KFUO, because we're able to reach all around the world via the internet. And, you know, every day souls are going to hell simply because they don't know the good news about Jesus Christ.
There's definitely two edges to this as well. One is what you just mentioned, the mission side of KFUO, that there are people who will stumble upon this, whether it is from listening on the airwaves in St. Louis, or somebody in a country across the world who finds the station on the internet. There's that side, and then there's the side of the listener who is a committed Christian, a committed Lutheran, that they're getting fed by this as well. And both of those things are worthy to fund. And the one that I don't know, maybe this isn't the best one to always bring up, but always kind of sticks in my mind is, and this goes for your congregation, for any ministry in the church that you benefit from, if you're benefiting from it without supporting it, there is a chance it goes away someday and you might not have it anymore. Now, we're not in trouble here at KFUO, but it is a reality that you have to keep that in mind, that if you like this, you value this, it's something you live from, then it doesn't come for free. The gospel's free, but the radio's not.
That's true. And like I said, we are listener supported. So it's very possible that we could go away without support. So this is our one time of the year where we encourage people to look at what KFUO is doing. And if they would like to partner with us and continue to help us grow and, with the Lord's blessing, reach as many people as possible with the good news of Jesus Christ, then we prayerfully ask that they would help support us at this time during Share-a-thon.
Yeah, we're in our 92nd year, and we haven't gone away yet.
That's right.
And we don't plan to go away, because the Lord himself moves the listener, like the listener tuned in right now to offer a gift so that we're able to stay on the air. 92 years is a long time. We've never missed a broadcast due to lack of support.
Yeah.
So we're thankful to God, and we're thankful to the listener tuned in. There is no better way for you to channel your gifts than through a way to get the message across around the world. And as you say, getting fed from the head, the head of the church, Jesus Christ, get fed. And so we're feeding, but we're also disseminating. We're proclaiming the gospel, and the gospel saves people from going to hell, and it saves them for heaven.
Amen. The resurrection is the hope that we have. So we talked a moment ago about small gifts, big gifts. There are some levels that you can give at this weekend that come with what do we call them? They're not prizes, but they're kind of like prizes. It's like winning.
They're little gifts. Thank you gifts from KFUO. We have a couple different levels that people can give at. Of course, we are gracious and thankful for any gift that is given. But if you happen to give at these levels, you will get these gifts. At the $120 level, we have a KFUO keychain flashlight that we're giving out to people. We also have at the $240 level, we have our newest KFUO shirt, which is featured in midnight black with our KFUO logo embroidered in cream. At $480, our listener who is giving the gift is allowed to be a day sponsor. They can pick any day that they would like in honor of someone, in memory of someone, in celebration of a birth or baptism. We get quite a few of those. It's a very wonderful way to support and also receive something back. At the $600 level, we have our cargo cooler bag, which is very nice.
They're really nifty. I mean, you've got to have one. They're compact in size, and yet you'd be surprised all the stuff that you can get into these cargo cooler bags. Mine is jam full. You wouldn't believe. I won't even tell you all the stuff I have in that cooler bag. So it's very nifty, and it's something that the listener will want to get.
It is very nice. And at the $1,200 level, we have our KFUO tumbler cup, which will hold about 20 ounces of your favorite drink, and it's insulated so it can hold hot or cold beverages and keep them hot and cold for a very long time. So
now, is there also a Church of the Week? Is that normally part of Share-a-thon, or is that something we kind of...
Church of the Week is something that people can do if you have an organization or a church that would like to emphasize something that week. For example, if you have an event coming up and you want to be a Church of the Week right beforehand, let people know, let listeners know. It's a great opportunity to get your message out there about your church or your congregation or maybe your mission work and letting people know how they can also work not just with KFUO but also through different congregations and different organizations and what they have to offer. And it's for $850. It's also an option for organizations to do.
That's a steal for $850. So what if I want both the shirt and the tumbler cup? What do I got to do then?
That would be...
Because the shirt, you mentioned the box, but the shirt to me, that thing is solid this year. I love my new shirt.
Well, the shirt is at the $240 level, and at the $1,200 level, you get the tumbler cup.
There
but
you
also get everything in the previous levels, too. So if you're
at the
$1,200... Yes, it stacks.
That's wonderful. So don't be afraid out there of going up because you might lose out on something, right? Because that would be my fear. It's like, I'm not going to give more because I won't get my shirt. So can we talk about day sponsors and just a little bit more, too? This is something where we don't always have a day sponsor every day here at KFUO, but we'd like to, right? We'd love to have somebody who is partnering with us every day, whether it's birthday, anniversary, a gift for the church itself. You can actually have your church name be mentioned on that day. But if we have 365 day sponsors, this goes a huge way in helping us basically budget for the year to come.
Yes, it would be wonderful if we had that. That's kind of one of our goals is to get 365 people every day of the year. And but it's a wonderful opportunity for people to support the station and the mission, spreading the gospel, but also to, in turn, let other people know that you're giving, but also it encourages other people to give because they hear that other people are giving. So it's a wonderful cycle.
Yeah, it's a mushrooming thing. Yeah, you hear that other people are day sponsoring. You want to day sponsor. My wife and I have May 13th. We've had May 13th for decades. Seems that way, not decades, but I mean, seems like a long time. And $40 a month, you don't even miss it.
That's
you,
what I
you
was,
don't miss it.
You guys are watching me. They're watching me like move around the studio. Like, what's he doing? We have to keep talking. I was grabbing my phone to turn on the calculator to figure out what a monthly gift would be.
I knew that's what you were doing. That's why I wasn't worried.
I should be able to do $480 in my head anyway. But I'm told it's not too bad. But if you think about it, then again, to be a day sponsor, which is kind of a primary level, the standard level that we need the most of, really isn't that much. $40 a month, that is less than you probably pay for cable. It's definitely less than you pay for your mobile phone. It isn't KFUO, and I'm gonna call you on the carpet here. Isn't his time worth $40 a month to you?
Certainly it is.
Yeah. So
I listen to his time every morning.
And I would
without
love,
fail.
Well, I appreciate that, Mark.
I never miss it. No, on the way in.
Good.
I'm always listening and following the Bible study, and you do a fantastic job.
Well, thank you for
and
saying so.
And so does the guest pastor. So the listener who is tuned in to Jonathan, show your support.
Right.
We need your help. on the Share-a-thon, because what you're really doing is you're helping God. You're helping the gospel of Jesus.
And again, with the day sponsor, you can donate to somebody. You can designate to your kids' baptism day. Anything you want to say. I'm sure we'd even let you say something silly like, we want to celebrate the new Star Wars movie because I'm silly like that, right? Whatever you want to do. The point is, though, to have you partner with us. 365 of you doing that would just go a huge way toward our next year as KFUO. We got about 3 minutes left here. Anything else you guys want to point out?
I want to mention a scripture here from 2 Corinthians 9, verse 8, where the Apostle Paul wrote, "And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound in every good work." Now, you probably know the word abound in the original means like a leaping sort of thing. Mm. So God gives us his leaping type grace so that we're able to leap forward for God in everything we say and do, so that worldwide KFUO is able to do some spiritual leaping and expressing the gospel and moving it forward and moving it outward and leaping on for God. And so the listener who partners with us does a leap of faith and says, okay, you know, maybe can I afford this? Can I not afford this? I know that I blow. I don't want to use the word blow, but I just did. Okay. $40 a month going to Quick Marts all the time. I'm always going to Quick Mart getting gum and candy. I love gum and candy while I drive. And so I stop at a Quick Mart and I grab coffee. And so I don't even miss $40. And the listener wouldn't either. And yet we can use it to the glory of God with this leaping grace that he supplies us with through his precious word.
Well, you mentioned, again, at $40 a month, that comes down to $1.33 a day. Right, less than a cup of coffee a day to help KFUO be what we are. And the abounding faith, as you mentioned a moment ago, the regenerative spirit, what God's spirit does in us. Luther talks about how when the gospel strikes you, it can't be stopped. You couldn't hold it down. Jeremiah speaks of the fire burning within the heart, and I'm weary of holding it in. Faith is the spirit's work in you, and it really is. It's immortal. And to recognize that that comes from somewhere, that comes from the word of God preached, that comes from the scriptures proclaimed to you, and that one way that that happens every day in your life right now, if you're listening right now, is through KFUO. We want to keep it going. We don't want to stop. We are a listener supporter. That means we need you. Closing thoughts, Mary? You got a minute?
Just that we invite you to join us for Share-a-thon 2017 on April 20th through the 22nd, which is this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. It's a great time to hear your favorite hosts and our favorite guests who are going to be coming in. It's going to be a great time and a lot of fun.
Just because we got a minute here still, so what does that mean? So it means his time isn't going to be his time on Thursday and Friday. It's going to be a little different. What's it going to look
but
like?
But you still have your time.
I'll still be here.
You have your time, but it's just not his time. But it's really still his time, but it's your time.
It's going to look a little different.
It is going to be a little bit different. It's we really want to emphasize what KFUO is doing and how it helps and impacts other people's lives and why it is a good mission and ministry to support. And so those 3 days are going to be a little bit different. The normal scheduling is going to be a little bit off, but it'll be a great time for people to tune in and hear great stories about how KFUO has made a difference and impacted different people's lives. And it's a good time.
So special guests in studio, kind of shorter bits. There's going to be time for you to call in. We want you to call in during those days if you can. We'll have some clips from various shows to kind of show, highlight what happened in the last year. And if you really want the best of it, you got to tune in Saturday morning at 9 a.m. when my children will be in studio with me, and I will do my best to embarrass them often and over again for your edification and joy. My guests, Mark and Mary from Development here at KFUO. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO. I'm your host, Pastor Jonathan Fisk, and that leaping abundant truth, our Lord Jesus Christ is coming back. It may not be today, and it may not be tomorrow, but in either case, I look forward to waking up with you at the dawn.